during a football match between Israeli team Maccabi and Dutch club Ajax held in Amsterdam, Israeli fans and one of the players refused to observe a minute of silence for the flood victims in Spain. Instead, they chanted "Death to Arabs." After the game, they went through the streets shouting anti-Arab war chants, ripping down Palestinian flags, and destroying property. The locals responded in force. Several Israelis were beaten. Injured. And some are reportedly missing. The mainstream media is predictably spinning it as an anti-Semitic hate crime against the Israelis. But the majority of the world now sees through that. As endless images of dead children flood social media, Israel and the United States are being solidified in the minds of the masses as war criminals. The U.S.-funded war for a greater Israel has now entered into Lebanon. Netanyahu warned the Lebanese people to leave their homes because Hezbollah may have hidden weapons in them.
It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. To defend our people against Hezbollah strikes, we must take out those weapons. Now, starting this morning, the IDF has warned you to get out of harm's way. I urge you, take this warning seriously.
And he even promised that they could return to their homes.
Once our operation is finished, you can come back safely to your homes.
Israeli forces then proceeded to use American weaponry to level and destroy entire residential neighborhoods. Neighborhoods which have existed for centuries. After their massive bombing campaign, Israeli troops were sent into Lebanon, and they failed. Israel has a long history of failure when it comes to trying to invade their neighbor, Lebanon. And without USA bombs, Israel will run out of soldiers. One of the main reasons Israel was created was to one day act as an economic corridor for the West. That mission appears to be failing, as Israel and the United States are burning children and calling it self-defense. The East is beginning to get a stronger foothold in the area politically. The U.S. government is run by people who have been bought and paid for by Israel. Many believe that Trump will negotiate peace.
What we want is peace all over the world.
Absolutely.
And many believe that he will help ignite a war.
Unlike liberal Kamala, I will support Israel's right to win its war on terror. You have to support that. Gotta win, gotta finish it off. And instead of pandering to the jihad sympathizers and America-hating radicals, we will deport them. We will deport them very quickly. We have no choice.
This is on the occasion of Donald Trump's presidency. God bless America. God bless Israel. Woo!
The fastest way to ignite an all-out war between the East and the West would be for the U.S. and Israel to invade Iran. And if resetting the world currency is the catalyst for all of this madness, then a world war would serve as a useful cover story for the history books. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.